bend it. Got to put it in hot water to bend it. Keep it from splitting. And bend it right in the middle there.
Yeah.
To where it'll go up through them holes. And you put that yoke on that ox's neck like that, put that bolt around his neck like that.
Yes.
Through them holes up and put your little pin in there. Then in the middle of the yoke, it's got a ring. About 6 or 8 inches big. It goes over the end of the wagon tongue. Then you put that over the tongue and then drop a pin in there. And he pulls against that pin. I'll tell you, one yoke oxen will move more than two pair of mules.
Oh.
Two oxen will move more than four mules will.
Those oxen, are they pretty mild-mannered?
Well, after you break them, you can do anything in the world you want to. Well, you don't have to have a rope on them or nothing. I drove six oxen. Put two to the wagon tongue, put that ring over the tongue, put a pin in there, and hook two more ahead of them with a chain, and two more ahead of them with a chain. That's what I hauled this cordwood with. And I'd haul a cord and 3/4 wood at a time on a wagon. The six oxen.
How much would a wagon load of that weigh?
It weighs 4,000 pounds to the cord.
That's a lot of weight.
Is it?
Must be pretty strong here.
Yeah.
You tell me about that. Would you have any name that would cover like oxen and mules and cows all together? Would you have any kind of term that would cover all those animals like oxen and mules and cows all together? And go out and feed the...
What you mean, feed the stock?
Yes, stock them, it's all them together.
Yeah, it would be stock, yeah.
If your stock covers all them, you got a word that will cover all, like, maybe ducks and turkeys and chickens.
No, that's fowl.
Yes.
Duck, turkeys, chickens, is fowl.
You're talking about chickens. Did you have what did people used to call you as a piece of meat that all the children might get so they can pull those bones apart?
Pull the bone?
Yeah. Did they have a superstition that went with that?
Yeah. They claim that to pull that bone is just a fork, you know.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yes.
Just goes one piece of it goes around each side of the neck like that. And they pull them and the one that gets the longest piece gets married first. They claim, that's what I used to claim. And the kids all used to run and grab that spider with that bully bone.
Yeah, that's white meat, isn't it?
Yeah. If they spider with that bully bone, see who's going to get married first.
You're talking about the bully bone. They had, you know, the chicken, the edible parts, like the gizzard and the liver and
yeah.
The heart and all that. Did they have any name that would cover all those edible parts, all of them that you could eat?
Mm. Well, I wouldn't know. They should just call it chicken.
Yeah.
You got the breast, you got the wings, you got the thighs. And the drumstick, that's all different parts, you see, it's the leg. The side, it goes with the breast. You just split it wide open. You get the wing off here, and the leg off at the below the hip.
We're talking about those animals. Did you ever have any kind of calls that you would use to say you want to get your cows in from pasture? Did you ever have a certain call you'd use to get them to come in from